Hey, this is Dave Burgess, and you are listening to The Dave Burgess Show, where we talk education, lifestyle, entrepreneurship, fitness, wellness, principles of success, interview elite performers in their field, and most importantly, cover topics that will empower, inspire, and uplift you. Let's go. Hey, it's Dave. It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you without a strong podcast to step to. Shout out to Rakim, who's on my Mount Rushmore of MCs, yeah? And so it's been a long time, but here it is, episode 10 of The Dave Burgess Show, and I got a little story for you. So I was recently in San Francisco for reasons which we shall be discussing in probably the next episode of the show. And one of the things I decided to do while I was there was I decided to take some of the iconic runs of the Bay Area. So as a runner, one of the things I'm trying to get better at doing is when I go someplace, I want to go find the places that are the best places to go run, the iconic spots that people talk about. And it's about going that little bit of an extra mile to find something that's amazing, right? And so the first thing I did is I went down to Fisherman's Wharf and I ran along the coastline there past the Bay Bridge, the Embarcadero area, went around Oracle Park where the Giants play, back to Fisherman's Wharf. That was the first run. On the second run I took, I went along the coastline towards approaching the Golden Gate Bridge. And so did a beautiful run approaching the bridge. And then for my third run, I was going to do the iconic run of the Bay Area, of course, which is to run across the Golden Gate Bridge. And so I started off on a Saturday morning and it was drizzling and kind of overcast and a little bit windy as it often is in San Francisco, and ran across the bridge. It's about 1.7, 1.8 miles to get across the other side. Turned around, came back. So I was about 3.5 miles into my run, decided to run some of the trails on the San Francisco side, which are just beautiful. Go along the coastline and you can look down kind of over the cliffs and see the ocean and the water. And as you're coming back, you see the bay, you see the Golden Gate Bridge coming into view. It was awesome. Passed the Golden Gate Bridge again. And I was 6 miles into the run, exactly 6 miles into the run, headed down a hill when I decided I was going to turn around and go a different route. And I was on cement, a paved road, and I didn't look down to really notice that it was a painted area of the road. And so with it being wet from the drizzling and a painted area of the concrete, I'm running down the hill, started to take a U-turn, and wham, boom, I'm down. Slammed the whole left side of my body. My face hit the cement, hit the asphalt, and just like totally dazed. Kind of got up, shook myself off, right? And a couple was coming up, several people were coming up, but one couple in particular, a woman and a younger guy, were coming up the hill and they're like, hey, are you okay? Are you okay? And I was kind of trying to play it off, right? Because I was a little bit embarrassed, plus just a little shaken up. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm fine. And as they got closer, I could tell by the look in their eyes that I was not fine. And the woman said, no, you're not okay. Like, and I put my head up to my face. And when I put my hand up to my face. And when I pulled my hand back down, it was covered in blood. And sure enough, I had split open my head above my eye and I was gushing blood, grabbed my shirt and used my shirt as compression to try to stop the bleeding. My hands were cut and wrists were cut up. I had abrasion on my left hip, left shoulder had abrasion. Cheekbones were, I had an abrasion and just total, like my left side of my rib cage was in shrieking in pain. And I end up with the help of this wonderful woman and this young man getting into an Uber, and I find myself Ubering eventually to the emergency room where they did an ultrasound to make sure I hadn't collapsed a lung and flushed out the wound, and eventually had to put 4 stitches in over my eye to close the wound, and gave me some treatment on some other stuff, and I was back to the hotel. And so there's kind of a couple things that I wanted to point out about this. First of all, listen, Life can change in an instant. Hey, don't get too high, don't get too low, because you never know what life has in store for you. So, I mean, this was an epic run. This was an iconic run. This was one of my favorite runs of all time. I had gone across the Golden Gate Bridge. I had taken some videos, some pictures. I had some gorgeous videos of the run along the coastline on the other side, on the San Francisco side. And I mean, I was like, it was really one of my favorite runs of all time. And in one instant, it wasn't. I was down, I was out, and I'm Ubering to the ER. That's how fast life can change, right? And so that's kind of one of the lessons I wanted to talk about in this. And the other thing is, lots of people talk about how divisive the world is right now and how mean-spirited people are. You go on social media and you see all these mean-spirited people and division and politics is divisive. Everything's divisive, right? But let me tell you something. When I fell and I popped up and thought I was okay, and I wasn't, there were some people there to help me. And this woman and this man could not have been nicer. Super young guy. And this woman, and she has done some work in nursing, and she helped me and get, you know, to think straight enough to get compression on the wound and to stop the bleeding. She insisted. I said, oh, I'm okay. I'll just like it. And she said, no, let me help you get an Uber. And she helped put the location into the Uber. Not because I was confused and didn't know where I was, like in a hitting my head sense, but because I didn't know where I was exactly in a being from out of town sense, right? To know where to get the Uber. And so she helped me put the Uber location in there, stayed to make sure I got inside. She even put her phone number into my phone, and said, you know, to check back and let her know how things were going. They made sure I got into the Uber and off on my way. And, then as I was leaving the hospital after getting stitched up, I get a text and it's from her, and she's checking in to make sure I got to the hospital okay and wanted to know what happened and whether I needed stitches and all that kind of stuff. And so it was just like a really kind of poignant moment of like realizing, hey, there are some super kind people in this world who will step up and help someone that they don't even know who's having a little trouble. I mean, this is someone who's bleeding and we're in a pandemic, right? But yet they took the time to stop and help. And it meant the world to me at that moment. And so as I look back on this experience, I think there's kind of three takeaways that I want to talk about. Number one, go do epic things. It's amazing. I travel a lot. And of course, I'll be getting back to traveling this summer now that the pandemic is easing some. And I think about all of the amazing places that I've been, but maybe I didn't really fully experience them because I was just so wrapped into like getting to the hotel or getting to the next spot, taking the next flight. And so I have been close to all people who say, oh, you've been to that town? Have you ever seen this? Or did you try to go on a run here? And I'll say like, no, I didn't. You know, basically I stayed in my hotel room or I just ran right around where the hotel was. And maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour away is something amazing that I could have experienced and I didn't. And I'm kind of committed to when I go places now, when I travel or even locally here in town, go to epic places, go to amazing places, go do incredible things. And so I'm going to try to get better at that. And you know, too often I'm like, oh, I'm just going to go over to this chain restaurant because it's in the same parking lot as the hotel. Well, maybe I'm 5 minutes away from the greatest barbecue place in the entire state, but I don't go there, right? Well, no longer. I'm going and getting the barbecue now, right? I'm going to go take that 20-minute drive and go to the lakefront in order to make that run or whatever it might be. I'm going to go do more epic things. And so I want to try to convince you to, as you go about your life and as you go about your travels, make sure you go and do epic things. The second takeaway, kindness does matter. Oh my gosh. Did you know that there are some people on social media, educators even on social media, who have made a point. They've picked a fight. They've said, you know what? I'm going to start mocking people who are promoting kindness. That's what they do. They take their social media time and they try to find people who are promoting kindness. And that's the fight that they want to pick. You got to be kidding me, right? Well, listen, when you're a little down, you're a little out, or just generally in life, no matter what's going on, kindness does matter. Be on the side of kindness and don't fall into this super cynical idea that kindness is somehow weakness, or that if you're kind, that means that you're not a fighter for what's right in the world and that you're not standing up for causes or things like that just because you do so with you have some kindness towards your fellow human beings. Kindness matters. And then the third thing I would say is live in a state of gratitude. Hey, you never know what's going to happen, right? It can all be taken away in an instant. That's what I thought was the great lesson of this run, right? Is I'm telling you right now that I was on top of the world. I felt like I could run forever. 1 second later, I'm on the ground and I'm bleeding out. And so that's how fast it can change in life. And so live in a state of gratitude. Don't take things for granted. The Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius put it this way: you could leave life right now. Let that determine what you do and say and think. Hey, this has been episode 10 of the Dave Burgess Show. I'm so glad to be back with you. I promise to put these out on a more regular basis now. And I have an incredible interview coming up this coming week that I can't wait for you to hear. So please smash that subscribe button and check out every episode and look at the past archive of the Dave Burgess Show. I am so happy to have you as a listener. Have a fantastic day and rest of your week. Thank you so much for listening to The Dave Burgess Show. Let's connect. I am at Burgess Dave on Twitter. My name just flipped around to Burgess Dave. On Instagram, I am DBC_INC, and I blog at DaveBurgess.com. Please share your thoughts and comments on social media using the hashtag DaveBurgessShow. It would mean the world to me if you share the show with friends and colleagues, and I would be honored if you left a positive review on whatever platform you listen on. Hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And if you have a question, a topic, or a guest recommendation for the show, just email me at dave@daveburgess.com, put podcast question in the subject line, and I absolutely cannot wait to join you on the next episode.